Let's see, I've only been it three times, so it's, I hold the record in that too, I think. So, if it's early like this, I think you can do a lot of things. But late, if it's the last three games of the season, I mean, that's a lot tougher. If you got a bye week like this, I can it can help some, but it's still not basically not your team. I mean, you didn't go through training camp and implement the things, and your team plays the way you want them to play. You know, I mean, that's as a head coach, that's what you'd like to have. Just taking over, it's harder to do it that way. That's why I'd rather. I mean, you know, let a guy. I mean, it's not baseball. There's not 160 games. I mean. Let a guy coach through the season, and then if you don't like it, you know, get rid of him. But, you know, we started 0-3 one year at Buffalo. Now, if they had fired me then, we went to the playoffs. You know, so, I mean, I think they pull the trigger too early sometimes. I mean, you never know if they're going to win the rest of them.
Do you, when you did it, what was the biggest thing you thought you had to do right away?
Keep the players playing hard, you know, keep them focused on you know, doing their job and doing it well. You have a little help because if they think you might be there, then they're going to play harder. If they think you're not going to be there, it's a lot tougher that way. So,
getting Derek Wolfe back, what does he bring to the defense? And with the roster decision, you open that?
Yeah, we're trying to get Derek ready. You know, I mean, that decision will be made here at the end of the week. He did come in good shape. But still football shape and playing the whole game or playing a lot of plays in the game is different. So we'll make that decision. But he's certainly going to help us. The guy's a really good football player. I was obviously worried last week, you know, playing against the number one rusher in the league and not having Derek in there. Our guys did a good job against him. But Derek helps in the run and the pass.
As a coach, how long does it take you to get a player like that up to speed, being off for 4 weeks and now back?
Well, he had all the OTAs and all the training camp and all the preseason. So as far as up to speed, you know, he'll know what to do. And, you know, he's practiced pretty well. So, I don't think he'll have a problem there.
What have Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree done to help Derek Carr's development?
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. Both of them, you know, having two really good receivers like that. One veteran receiver that you can count on catching the ball all the time, and then a rookie receiver that comes in and does what most rookie receivers don't do is play really, really well. So having those two guys just utilizes his talent because he obviously was talented coming in, played well last year, but now he's got two big-time receivers.
How do you disrupt their offensive line that's only given up five sacks and that they're getting rid of the ball so quickly?
Well, I mean, you know, part of it is good coverage, good tight coverage. Part of it is still, you know, we felt like Minnesota got rid of the ball quickly, you know. But you can get them in situations where it's longer yardage and they have to hold the ball, that kind of thing. So, you know, that they're pushing one way to, you know, be third and short, and we're pushing the other way to be third and long, which helps us.
Todd was out there the first snap last game. We got five linebackers out there. Is that something that you expect to do more of going forward, or was that just something great?
No, it was just for them. I mean, you know, they had number one, you know, back in the league and number one rusher, and they put a power people in there. They put a lot of tight ends in there on the first play, and so we want to make sure we stopped the running game on that play, so we played with five linebackers on the first play. We did it a couple of times. We've done it before. I mean, you know, I wish we'd have done it on that fourth and one. You know,
Shane Ray has had his first sack of the season last week. What have you seen in the first three games, and then his jump into the fourth, and now going forward?
Yeah, I mean, he's shown the same things overall. I mean, he's still learning. I think as far as you know, playing behind the two guys he's playing behind. You know, that's tough for him. But I think he's learned to hey, just be yourself. Keep working on what you're doing and keep trying to get better. And he's done a good job of that.
How do you think Vance did last week, and how do you think those guys held up during Derek's absence those first month?
How do I think?
During Derek's absence, how do you think those guys kind of held the
ball down? They played pretty well. I mean, you know, they're certainly contributing to us playing really well the first four games. I'm pleased with the way our defense has played, and those are the guys that have certainly – you know, they've all rotated and played and helped us in the running game and the pass game.
How crucial is Brandon Marshall, and how important is it to have such a sure tackler in the middle?
Yeah, we got two guys in the middle, I think, are really good tacklers. Brandon Marshall, obviously, is making a lot of plays, and as Danny Trevathan. So both those guys, they're sure tacklers. They're after the football every play. They play the way we like them to play.